Hi, and welcome back to AQA GCSE Chemistry Revision with myself, Becky. In this episode, we're going to be looking at alternative methods of extracting metals. Now, as I've said in an earlier podcast, I'm actually kind of doing these revision sessions backwards, these revision podcasts backwards, starting with Unit 10, the very last unit, and working my way towards Unit 1. This is largely to do with the fact that my current Year 10 GCSE chemists are studying the Topic 10 content during lockdown, and I thought these podcasts would go hand in hand helping them out during this difficult time. Now, as I said in this episode, we're going to look at alternative methods of extracting metals. So just a recap, because we haven't actually done a revision podcast on this yet, metals are normally extracted through mining processes where very, very rich ores of the metal are extracted from the ground by digging, they're then transported away, and then they're extracted through means of electrolysis or displacement by carbon. Now, this isn't as always the case when you've got what's known as low-grade ores. Now, in general, the Earth's resources of metals are limited, meaning they're finite. We're going to run out of them one day. And sustainable development is where this comes in. Sustainable development is an approach to development that takes account of the needs of the present society without actually damaging the lives of the future generation. And if we don't start looking at sustainable ways of using our metals and protecting the ores that we have in the earth, we are going to run out and future generations aren't going to have any access to these ores that we've had access to. And one thing that's particularly scarce is copper ores. And new ways of extracting copper from low-grade ores includes two processes known as phytomining and bioleaching. Now, these methods actually avoid that traditional mining method of digging, moving and disposing of large amounts of rock, so yay to the environment. Phytomining in particular, as the name suggests, uses plants to absorb metal compounds, and these plants are harvested and then burned to produce ash, which contains the metal compounds. Now, bioleaching uses bacteria to convert the copper compounds in the ore into a soluble copper compound. Separating out that copper from the ore is the process. The leachate, the solution the it's actually produced in the process, contains the copper ions, which we can then extract by means of electrolysis or displacement using more reactive metals such as scrap iron. Both these metals, it's worth noting, phytomining and bioleaching, can actually be used to extract other metals too, not just low-grade copper ores. And then obviously the compounds, as I say, both cases, just a recap there, once we've got the copper from the ground using the phytomining and the bioleaching, we literally extract it using electrolysis or by displacement using scrap iron, to recap there. Last little note I'm going to add is that traditional methods of mining, not just for copper, for other metals, is pretty damaging to the environment. So it's kind of a win looking at these phytomining and bioleaching processes, as they have a much, much smaller impact on the environment. However, disadvantage is that they are very, very slow processes compared to the extraction of the higher grade ores, where you're literally digging up huge amounts of rock and extracting it from those. So yeah, on that note, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you for tuning in again. It is much, much appreciated. I hope these are useful. Thank you. Stay safe, and I will catch you in the next episode.